In a world where the compass of success often points towards material gain and societal status, how do we steer our careers in a direction that truly resonates with our inner values? That's what I'm talking about today. Hello and a very warm welcome to episode number 89 of Your Bravo Career. My name is Mark Crossfield. I'm a professional career coach, helping you to love your job and build a great career. This podcast is about why your career matters, how you can enjoy what you're doing each day at work, and how to build a great career along the way. So welcome everyone to episode number 89. Today on the podcast, I'm doing something a little bit different. My guest, who was scheduled for an interview, has unfortunately had to reschedule. But as they say, this show must go on. I'm not one to leave you with dead air or a gap in our programming. So I've decided to share with you a talk I recently gave at a local group. It's a topic I'm incredibly passionate about. It's the importance of aligning your values with your career. In a world that often measures success by the external yardstick of status and wealth, this talk looks into why the true compass of success should instead point towards our inner values and our convictions. This alignment can not only lead to greater personal satisfaction, but also redefines what success means in our careers. So let's get started. This is a story of an intrepid explorer, a compass, and you. Yes, you. Wherever you are listening in the world, this one is for you. It's about your life and career and what's important about making those two things special. We're going back in time some 110 years, back to 1914, when Ernest Shackleton, explorer, embarked on the Imperial Transantarctic Expedition, aiming to cross Antarctica. This journey, however, evolved into a story of survival, leadership, and navigation against the odds. With only primitive navigation tools at their disposal, the compass became their lifeline through the Southern Ocean. Yet disaster struck as their ship, the Endurance, was crushed by ice, leaving them stranded. And despite the bleak outlook, Shackleton's exceptional leadership skills, guided by their compass, enabled them to cross 800 miles of treacherous ice pack to seek rescue. This tale of survival against the odds is a testament to the power of values-driven leadership. In our careers, much like Shackleton navigating uncharted waters, we may face some difficulties along the way as well. The terrain can be unpredictable and we'll face challenges. Having started well in our job, we might run aground on the rocks of career uncertainty. This is where we need our own compass. That compass is your values. Our values can steer us towards success. They're our guiding principle. Success is not just about achievements, of course, but what truly matters to us. That's why success should mean different things to different people. So think about your own definition of career success. Now, consider how closely your definition of success aligns with your values, those things that are important to you. This reflection is crucial. Studies indicate that careers aligned with personal values contribute significantly to overall well-being. Consider also stories of individuals who pursued careers at odds with their values, leading to dissatisfaction, versus those who found fulfillment by aligning their work with their core values. Consider the story of Sarah, a high-flying corporate executive in the finance sector. Sarah climbed the corporate ladder rapidly, attracted by the prestige, high salary, and the societal status that came with her role. However, her success came at a cost. The aggressive profit-at-all-cost culture of her workplace was at odds with her core values of integrity, community, and sustainability. Over time, Sarah found herself facing ethical dilemmas. forced to make decisions that contradicted her beliefs. And despite her outward success, she felt a growing sense of dissatisfaction and disconnection from her work. Eventually, Sarah decided to leave her position, embarking on a journey to find work that resonated with her true self, leading her to start a social enterprise focused on sustainable development. Contrast Sarah's story with that of Alex, an environmental science graduate, passionate about conservation. Initially struggling to find work in his field, Alex was tempted by lucrative job offers outside his area of interest. However, he remained committed to his values, believing that his career should contribute positively to the world. After much perseverance, Alex secured a position with a non-profit organisation focused on marine conservation. The job was challenging and came with a modest salary, but it allowed him to work on projects aligned with his passion for preserving the environment. He was able to find a deep sense of fulfillment and purpose, knowing he was making a tangible difference in the fight against climate change. These stories highlight the profound impact that aligning one's career with personal values can have on your sense of fulfillment and happiness. Sarah's journey reminds us that success devoid of personal value alignment can lead to dissatisfaction and moral conflict. As Ryan Holiday says in his book, The Daily Stoic, take a look at some of the most powerful, rich, and famous people in the world. Ignore the trappings of their success and instead look at what they are forced to trade in return. Look at what success has cost them. In contrast, Alex's experience illustrates how a career aligned with one's values, though potentially less lucrative, can offer deep personal satisfaction and a sense of purpose. So, to ensure our careers reflect our values, remember these tips. First, consult your values compass. Make decisions in alignment with your values. Secondly, seek value-aligned cultures. Look for workplaces where your values are echoed. And finally, measure success by fulfillment. Success, it turns out, is more about fulfillment than mere achievements. And remember, as we navigate the complexities of our career journeys, holding our values close will illuminate our path to true success. Or more succinctly, if success compromises your values, it's not really success, is it? So, that's the presentation I recently shared with a local group, focusing on the crucial alignment between your career and your personal values, the significance of this alignment, and the potential pitfalls of overlooking it. And as I wrap up today's discussion on aligning our careers with our core values, I want to leave you with some resources and suggestions for your next steps. If you found today's topic enlightening and wish to dive deeper into values and their impact on your work life, I highly recommend revisiting episode 56 of my podcast. In this episode, I talk about how to identify your own values and the profound influence they can have on your career decisions and overall satisfaction. Also, for those of you thinking about a career change, wondering whether to stay in your current role or not, episode 73, Should I Stay or Should I Go, is an absolute must listen. It's one of my most popular episodes and includes a link to a free workbook designed to help you weigh up your options and make an informed decision about what's next. Both episodes are not just conversations, they are stepping stones towards a career and life aligned with who you truly are. By the way, if you're interested in learning more about Sir Ernest Shackleton, I can highly recommend Shackleton's Way, Leadership Lessons from the Great Antarctic Explorer. This book by Margot Morrell is well worth a read, and I'll put the link to that book in the show notes. So thank you for joining me today, and here's to navigating our careers with purpose and passion, guided by our values. Of course, I hope you enjoyed this short episode today. Remember, it's never too late to embrace a career that aligns with who you are. I hope it has inspired you to think about your career possibilities. Please join me next time for more ideas, insights, and advice on navigating the dynamic world of career development. As usual, you can find today's show notes at bravocoaching.co.uk/podcast. That's www.bravocoaching.co.uk/podcast. And if you're interested in working with me, you can book a free discovery call on my website. Have a wonderful week, and I'll speak to you again in a couple of weeks' time. Bye for now.